This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-6448. What am I thinking? This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com.
Let's say you're my age, 55-year-old. Something or other, you take your wife, you know, you go to a political rally to support the presidential candidate. Unbeknownst to you, while you're there, you know, they're just reveling, taking the motivation and everything. The opposition sends in their operatives to try and disrupt the meeting. If they cannot affect the disturbance inside the actual campaign hall, they lie in wait outside to confront the individual supporters as they attempt to leave in peace. Confront, provoke, damage, and record. This is the tactics of the left. The difference between today and the days of the Kremlin doing this and the days of the brown shirts doing this is now we have camera phones so we can record. If people are harassed or worse yet hurt during the planned and orchestrated verbal assault that turns physical, so what? It is good video footage. It will be uploaded online that day. After being afraid for your safety and your spouse's safety, you make it to what you believe is the sanctuary of your vehicle with plans to get out of the area post-haste and home to security. As you open the car door for your spouse, you see the gang of political thugs headed your way and no friendly members of your political party there to help and no police. And you left your concealed carry handgun in your vehicle when you went into the rally hall, but now you have it on your person as you attempt to get into the driver's side of the vehicle. After shouting insults and threats of violence, attempts are made by the thugs to get their hands on you. You knock one away with the car door and proceed to get inside the vehicle, but not before they grab the door and try to enter by force. You pull your handgun in defense and dispatch the one trying to violently enter your car with a knife in his hand. First thing you hear, after the noise of the pistol going off subsides, is one of the thugs loudly complaining, "He has a gun! That has to be illegal! That's not fair!" Then two more thugs try to drag your spouse out of her side of the vehicle. Now there's no time to think. They're going to gravely harm you or even kill you, so you dispatch the two who have their hands on your wife. They go down and do not rise. The thugs momentarily retreat, so you close and lock the car doors. But this is not over. The rear passenger side window is smashed out, and the thugs are trying to unlock the car door and get inside. You shoot two more. At this point, you locate the extra magazines for your handgun. The fools are dying and too stupid to back off. They surround you and start rocking the vehicle. You know if they get your car on its side, you will lose this fight. You start the car, put it in gear, rev the engine to let the fools know you mean to drive away, and they need to clear off for their own safety. When they do not retreat, you put your car in drive and plow the road. As you drive away, you hear through the broken window, He can't hit us with his car. That is illegal. Somebody call 911. As you drive away, you pass your handgun to your spouse and instruct her to reload. And you say, this may not be over. You drive a couple of blocks and pull to the side to retrieve from your trunk a pump shotgun, an extra handgun for your wife, and a go bag of ammo. It's not hard to trace the license plate that will allow the bad guys to find your home and be waiting for you. Or they have operatives and vehicles set up beforehand to follow and harass after a non-shooting scenario. Why would they not follow you after you violently defend yourself from their crimes? You have just made international news. The liberal press is going to brand you a violent right-wing extremist killer who illegally used the Second Amendment to do bodily harm to some simply overactive citizens who wish to express their side of the ongoing presidential campaign debate. You debated them with gun violence when all they wanted to do was debate you in large violent groups, only using their fists and foreign flag staffs. Now, that, of course, is hypothetical. But that could have happened in San Jose. Because that was organized violence. On the rise from the left. And I think it's going to get worse. Now, in the past, the right has always been expected to play by the rules and ever responding kind with reactive defensive violence to physical threats and assaults from the good folks on the left. The 2016 presidential campaign should be different. And it will be different. There are good folks on the right who are tired of turning the other cheek, especially if the cheek that has been assaulted belongs to their spouse or child. I'm not yet a completely old man. But as a soldier, and as a civilian to a certain degree, I've seen my share of violence. I don't really want to yet again be confronted by that part of society's social interaction. But that doesn't mean I won't. Everybody lies when they're bad guys. Even the organized violent people on the left. The bad people lie. The political thugs lie. Even the good people lie when scared or hurt and afraid of more violence and pain. So don't expect anyone to tell truth, the truth after you are forced to defend yourself. If, however, you fail to defend your family when it's all over, they will still lie about you as you lay in the street bleeding onto the concrete. You do not want to look over and see your spouse bleeding out on the street next to you. Everyone's going to have their phone out videoing you as you try to hold on to your life, and no one's going to call 911 with the truth. So you have to ask yourself this question. If you're going to go to these things, are you going to turn the other cheek? Are you going to be the modern pacifist? Are you going to be the modern Shaolin monk? I am going to be the modern pacifist. If I go to one of these things, I will be packing. Okay? Any rallies where none of these guys are, where there's no Secret Service, as far as I know, at least in my state, guns are allowed. And I'll be carrying a gun. And if they decide that they're going to swarm, then I will dissipate them. I am not looking to do that. I do not want to do that. But I'm not going to do it unprovoked. But provoked, nobody's touching me. Nobody's touching my wife. Nobody's touching my family. They will pay the ultimate price for their deciding to interact with me in their moment of violence. And the question becomes, will you turn the other cheek and perhaps die? Or will you kill if it comes to it? And believe it or not, for a lot of you who've never been in that situation before, who are non-combatants, who don't know anything about what I'm talking about, you're about to be in that situation if you're active in the process. If you're staying home, don't worry about it. Some of us will get involved in it. You'll be hearing about us. We'll be right back.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Got it right the first time that time. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, Hillary Clinton, pantsuit Clinton. I have predictions for her. I think she will work to end gun ownership if she is president, which is one big reason why she should really be defeated. This past Sunday, she just not bring herself to say on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos that Americans have an individual right to own guns. That didn't stop her from denying Donald Trump's claim that she wants to abolish the Second Amendment, but Clinton accused Trump of making outright fabrications. But I think she will do four things to either ban guns or at least reduce gun ownership, especially for poor people. And then number one, Stephanopoulos pushed her twice on whether people have a right to own guns on ABC's News This Week. At one point he goes, but that's not what I asked. I said, do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right? Clinton could only say if it is a constitutional right. That if is very troubling. To anyone familiar with the Supreme Court rulings on the Second Amendment, she clearly indicated that she would appoint Supreme Court justices who would allow gun bans. Until 2008, Washington, D.C. had a complete handgun ban. It was also to put a felony, or it was a felony, to put a round in the chamber of a gun. That was, in effect, a complete ban on guns. In the District of Columbia versus Heller, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down those laws. Clinton told Stephanopoulos, I think that most of our history, there was a nuanced reading of the Second Amendment until the decision by the late states, or the late Justice Scalia, that there was no argument until then that localities and states and the federal government had a right, as we do with every amendment, to impose reasonable regulation. She went on to talk about her push for expanded background checks, which is gun registry, but that has nothing to do with Scalia's decision on Heller. Instead, she should explain what made the D.C. regulations reasonable. She could have told us why people should be in prison for 5 years for defending their families. In McDonald versus the City of Chicago, Breyer wrote in his dissent, I can find nothing in the Second Amendment's text, history, or underlying rationale that could warrant characterizing it as fundamental insofar as it seeks to protect the keeping and bearing of arms for private self-defense purposes. Ginsburg and Sotomayor joined in the dissent. Breyer and Ginsburg were both appointed by Clinton. Sotomayor was Obama's first nominee to the Supreme Court. So, Kagan, if she had been on it at the time, she would have voted that way, too. She served in the Clinton administration and helped the president's gun control initiatives then. If she wins, if pantsuit wins in November, she will appoint Scalia's successor, and the Supreme Court, at some point down the road, will overturn the Heller decision. Make no mistake about it, gun bans will return. Stephanopoulos asked her about support on a 25% sales tax on guns. That would make it cost prohibitive to own them, because that would add somewhere between $60 and $125 to the cost of a gun. In some areas, guns are already very, very expensive because of all the other fees you got to pay. She wouldn't say if she still supported such a tax, but she appeared to justify the proposal by talking about the cost of gun violence. She did not acknowledge that guns are used five times more often than they are used to protect life than to commit crime. She also pushed the idea of making gun makers and sellers liable for guns, which end up being used in crimes. Now, her, Mount Satan Sanders got out there and has explained, if somebody has a gun and it falls in the hands of a murderer and the murderer kills somebody with a gun, do you hold the gun manufacturer responsible? Not any more than you would hold a hammer company responsible if someone beats somebody over the head with a hammer. Even if he exaggerates what he says that Hillary's proposal will eliminate guns in the U.S., everyone knows that this change of rules will raise the cost of guns and put many out of business. So after adding up all of those fees and taxes and liabilities, few Americans are going to be able to afford a gun. That's especially true for the people who need guns the most for protection, poor black people who live in the high-crime urban areas. It wouldn't be surprising if some otherwise law-abiding citizens resort to buying guns illegally. Can you imagine? Of course, Pantsuit's plan to take away people's guns could be seen in all her misleading or false statements. On Sunday, she couldn't help repeating the false statistic that gun violence in America claims the lives of 33,000 people a year. In 2014, there were 21,334 firearm suicides, 586 accidental gun deaths, and 8,124 gun murders. She gets to the 33,000 number by adding in roughly 3,000 justifiable homicides by police and civilians. Moreover, 71% of those 30,134 deaths are suicides. So in light of her support for legalizing assisted suicide, it's sort of strange for her not to make a clear distinction between suicide and murder. Now, research continually shows that banning guns won't prevent suicides. There's too many easy ways to kill oneself. In Japan, which has a suicide rate that is 54% higher than the U.S. rate, many people take their lives by stepping in front of trains. The 90% poll number that she uses is just as misleading, since it doesn't actually ask about real legislation. So it's time for someone to ask Clinton a simple question. Won't overturning the Heller decision make gun bans possible again? So if so, exactly how is Donald Trump's statement wrong? Well, I'm reading now where everybody's out there saying, what Donald Trump has said about this judge is reprehensible. So? Is everybody ready for President Hillary Clinton? Is everybody ready for that? Is everybody... obviously Bill Kristol is, Jonah Goldberg, Eric Erickson, Kevin Williamson, the Koch brothers. Obviously all of them are. They're all ready for this. Mitt Romney's ready for him. Everybody wants Trump to lose, except for the people that voted for Trump, of course. And they're busy getting their heads handed to them every time they go to a rally. It's an interesting time. It's an interesting time when Republicans get out there and say, he's just not right. And there's a lot of people that believe that. They listen to some of these guys that you think are your conservative heroes. These guys are opportunistic pigs. They're lower than pigs. They are what pigs expel from their bodies and then root around in. And they're trying to enjoy their status as your hero. As their hero. You know what I mean. I can't say it, though. I can't get it out of there. I'm just flabbergasted. I'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, let me point one thing out that some of you may already know this, I don't know. When you shoot film, when you're shooting video, like Raven in the chat room knows this because he's been in video that I've been shooting. You shoot video all day long, and you're going to get some stuff that you may be able to put 5 minutes worth of video together. If you're going to put together a two-hour documentary, you're going to be filming for weeks to put that together. And that was the case in the anti-gun, claptrap, video, movie, mockumentary, bunch of junk that Katie Couric put out, Under the Gun. Actually, it's propaganda. It's propaganda. That's a more honest word for it. Now, that's the 8-second pause film that was edited in to make the VCDL members seem like they were stumped by a question. And when everything was released, the unedited tape showed that Katie Couric was, in fact, a propagandist and a liar. Now, John Lott was interviewed for this
piece of propaganda. He was asked to travel to New York to do an interview with Katie Couric for her documentary. He did 2 hours of pre-interviews with Kirsten Lazur, the producer at Atlas Films, and he was asked to travel to New York. So he went to New York City for the interview. It was to take place in a hotel room, which is actually a pretty common thing. There's a big difference between trying to film versus trying to be on TV. In TV, you're in a controlled environment. When you're trying to film, you try to control the environment. And in the case of, unless you're paying for a venue, you're going to do something wherever it's going to be quiet. You're not going to be interrupted. So hotel rooms are normally where you would see something like this happen. Lott says he knew what he was walking into. He's been around the block with the anti-gun media. He is the author of the groundbreaking book, More Guns, Less Crime, and is now president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, an organization dedicated to conducting academic quality research on the relationship between laws regulating the ownership or use of guns, crime, and public safety. During the pre-interviews, Lazur told Lott multiple times how much she appreciated his research and how important it was. He hoped they would at least treat him fairly. So he went to the New York City hotel room and met Katie Couric and seven staffers. He took a seat and Couric began asking him questions. The interview was only supposed to last an hour, but it ended up lasting more than 4 hours. She kept asking me the same questions in different ways. It was clear they were trying to get me to say something that could be taken out of context. I just stayed calm and kept answering her questions clearly. Several times she made false claims, such as that 40% of gun sales are done without background checks. When I corrected her by telling her that that statistic comes from a study done in the 1990s of just 300 people, and that some of that study was done before the National Instant Background Check System was even in place, she got testy. Lott says Couric kept repeating false claims even after he explained when she was wrong. He says she got a little hostile. A couple of times I felt like I was getting right out of that chair and leaving. But he didn't want that on film, so he kept calm and was careful to speak clearly and in a way that would be hard to distort with editing. As I did the interview, those seven staffers kept handing Couric pieces of paper. She'd glance at them and then try a new tactic. They did take one short break. I saw them all huddle up to form a new game plan. She then tried to get Lott off balance. She finally gave up and Lott left. When under the gun came out months later, Lott found that after 4 hours of being interviewed, not a single second of the interview made it into the film. Lott has heard that Atlas Films had included a few minutes of his interview in a separate promo available on iTunes. He's been heard to say, "I haven't seen it yet. I'm stalling because I really don't want to see what they did." When asked by The Guardian whether those making the movie had also tried to speak to people on the gun rights side of the argument, the film's director, Stephanie Sostig, said that Lott's research has been criticized and largely discredited. And when we went to include that in the film, it felt like unnecessary real estate to put in the film because we knew his research has been debunked many times. Lott pointed out, however, that the vast majority of researchers have looked into his findings about guns and crime and verified his findings. Even peer-reviewed studies that set out to debunk him have found his research to be solid. The only people saying that about me are people with anti-gun agendas who have no facts to back up their claims, according to John Lott. Nothing new there. Now, this is actually confirmation for something I've been wondering about. I have a show Facebook page, and I have 3,700 friends on Facebook. Now, if all of my friends liked my show Facebook page, I would have 3,700 likes, wouldn't I? Well, I have sent out on more than one occasion gigantic invitations to my friends to like my page. And my page will get into these moments for months where I will, it'll say I'm gaining likes and my number of likes it's showing on the counter actually goes down. And I've been thinking, something isn't right here. I mean, I don't go back and revisit any of the pages I like ever. And I'm on Facebook 3-4 times a day just to check how things are going. Now we find out a group of companies and gun rights advocates say that Facebook is actively suppressing their posts, thereby diminishing their visibility in American social media networks. Rob Russo, the social media manager for Alien Gear Holsters, says that content that would normally reach our nearly 1 million followers has steadily dropped to a fraction of what it once was, despite our page's continual growth of new followers. Alien Gear has their own blog. They're one of these flavor of the month companies out there selling holsters. Lots of people love them. They have 700,000 likes on their Facebook page and tremendous reader response to their material. This coming from Concealed Nation publisher Brandon Curtis. We didn't change a thing about the way we post, but in February, our Facebook traffic fell off a cliff. It sank by nearly 50% in that first month. Turns out that Facebook is suppressing gun companies and gun-related pages because it's too commercial. The content is too commercial. Well, yeah. I don't know what they're doing. I'm just putting up the show and showing things and maybe highlighting my sponsors from time to time, which is sort of my job. You know, that's sort of what I do. They've taken me on to promote them because I talk about the topic I do, and it's up to me to do it, and so I use social media. I'm not trying to sell it. There's no prices because that's against Facebook rules. But it doesn't matter because apparently they're throttling everything if it has to be gun-related. Brandon Maddox. Let's see. Who is Brandon Maddox? Doesn't say who Brandon Maddox is. He's an author. They shut down his account because he used the word firearm. He was selling a book that provides instructions for getting a federal firearms license. A phrase that includes the word firearm. It's not an advertisement, but his account was shut down under the Facebook policy against gun sales. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Ben, I got a question. When I'm coming back and I go, all right, it just now sounded like I was that postman from Cheers where he comes in, all right, you know, of course, the long-haired llama is known to be, I sound like him. I got to work on that. I am not. It just occurred to me. I was listening to that. I was like, what? What? So, I had to get that from Ben because Ben will be off. Or he won't be off. He won't be with me tomorrow. And Ben will be honest with me, and I need the honesty. Thank you, sir. Rob Morris asked the question, are all anti-gun politicians corrupt? Well, the law of averages would say, no, not all of them are corrupt. But many of them certainly are. Mr. Morris was kind enough to give us a few examples to prove his point. First and foremost, coming up top, number one with a bullet. California Senator, California with a K, Senator Leland Yee. He authored many anti-rights bills that heavily burden gun owners. He was named to the Gun Violence Prevention Honor Roll by the anti-rights Brady campaign. Recently, he was charged with gun trafficking and public corruption. He is now serving time in federal prison. Then there's Dean Skelos. He was a majority leader of the New York State Senate. He helped pass the infamous Anti-Rights New York Safe Act. That legislation required gun registration and was so burdensome that even the New York police ignored it. He was convicted of federal corruption charges. Then there's Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, who also helped pass the New York Safe Act. The Brady campaign thanked him by name for his anti-gun legislation. He was arrested, tried, and convicted on 7 counts of corruption. President of the California Senate, Kevin De Leon, is an active anti-rights legislator. He's the current author of at least 4 anti-rights bills this year that limit honest gun owners. He's also been named 47 times in a current FBI probe of corruption and bribery. Former California Democratic Assemblyman Tom Calderon pled guilty to 1 count of money laundering in a corruption case involving him, his brother, and former State Senator Ron Calderon, his brother. They were consistent anti-rights voters. Missouri State Senator Jamila Nashin was arrested at a protest in Ferguson, Missouri. Senator Nashin has a very strong anti-rights voting record against honest gun owners. She was arrested for carrying a gun while intoxicated. And then to paint with a broader brush, some 25 anti-rights mayors in the Bloomberg group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, have been charged with crimes. The majority of those charged were convicted, though some convictions remain open on appeal. In contrast, Barack Obama has never been charged for selling 2,000 illegal guns to Mexican drug gangs. Hillary Clinton has taken millions of dollars in foreign bribes. She's also called the NRA the political enemy of which she is most proud. She's currently under investigation by the FBI for security violations while Secretary of State. So not all of the anti-gun politicians are corrupt, but that is a way to bet. I would bet against them. So no wonder these politicians want to disarm everybody. Now then, let's talk about this elitist, arrogant attitude that happens. And let's look at the wage. They want a minimum wage, a living wage. Everybody should be insured a living. Everybody's guaranteed a living now. A basic economic premise holds that when the price of something rises, people seek to economize its use. They'll seek a substitute for that which has risen in price. Recent years have seen proposals to raise the minimum wage to $15. Some states and localities, such as Seattle, have already legislated a minimum wage of $15 an hour. So nobody should be surprised that fast food companies like Wendy's or Panera Bread or McDonald's or others seeking substitutes for employees are becoming costlier. One substitute that has emerged for cashiers is automated kiosks, which instead of having a person take your order, select your meal and pay for it using a machine. Robots are also seen as an alternative to a $15 an hour minimum wage. In fact, employee costs are much higher than an hourly wage suggests. A $15 an hour employee is actually costing an employer about $25 an hour. Because, you know, of all the non-wage benefits such as medical insurance, Social Security, workers' compensation, other taxes. So the vision that higher mandated wages that exceed productivity produce no employment effects is what economists call a zero elasticity view of the world, one in which there is no response to price changes. It assumes that customers are insensitive to higher product prices and investors are insensitive to a company's profits. Now, there is little evidence that people are insensitive to price changes, whether they be changes in taxes, gas prices, food prices, labor prices, or any other price. The issue is not whether people change their behavior when relative prices rise or fall. It is always how soon and how great the change will be. So, with minimum wage increases, it is not an issue of whether firms will economize on labor, but an issue of how much they will economize and who will bear the burden of that economizing. Fast food restaurants must respond to higher prices because they have two sets of ruthless people to deal with. You can see that with a hypothetical example. Imagine that faced with higher employee costs, Burger King automates, and as a result of finding cheaper ways to do things, it can sell its hamburgers for $3. McDonald's does not automate, keeps the same number of employees in the face of higher wages, you know, trying to be nice and caring. They might try to forestall declining profits by attempting to recover higher labor costs by raising product prices, say charging $5 for a hamburger. But consumers are not insensitive to higher prices. They would seek cheaper substitutes, thereby patronizing Burger King. The bottom line is that in the wake of higher minimum wages, surviving companies will be those that find ways to economize on labor usage. Then there's another ruthless set of people. They are the investors. If customers were to flock to Burger King, McDonald's profits would fall. What is your guess as to what the investors would do? My guess is that they would sell shares in McDonald's. An even more dismal picture for McDonald's would be the specter of corporate takeover attempts. Somebody would see that money could be made by bringing McDonald's to its senses. The saddest aspect of this is the damage it does to human beings. The current hourly wage for a fast food restaurant cashier is $7.25 to $9 an hour. This produces somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $20,000 a year plus fringe benefits, and that's not great. But it's honest work, and it's a start in life. And it might be the very best some people could do. Enter the arrogance and the callousness of the elite. Their vision of what a person should earn, expressed by higher minimum wages, destroys people's best alternative without offering a superior one in its place. Maybe the elite believe that welfare and unemployment compensation and possibly engaging in illegal activity are a superior alternative to earning an honest and respectable living on a cashier's salary. And that is a despicable vision, if you will. You cannot create a higher standard of living without business justifying it. Letting an employer decide what an employee is worth, if they're making money, they will pay their employees because they like to make money. I live in the state of South Carolina where they can fire you if they don't like your haircut. Is it a perfect system? No, it is not. Is it socialism? Well, go look at Venezuela right now. They are stuffed with oil, and yet the power goes out there all the time. They don't have any food. They don't have any services. They don't have any money. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.